You're tuned to Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick.
Thank you. church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You hear the preacher like the call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
And that's the Mamas and the Papas with California Dreaming. We started the set off with Pearly Dewdrop Drops by the Cocteau Twins. And I am DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio. Coming back for a handful of shows here in 2023, I'm celebrating 24 years on the airwaves at WSCS. That's right, right here at WSCS 90.9 FM on your radio dial and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Seldom Heard Radio is music and culture in the spirit of free radio, and this is program number 809.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
Thank you. can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
these eyes. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Some Granddad Steve remixes of the Guess Who, These Eyes. Before that, of course, unmistakable Elvis Presley with Suspicious Minds. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and this is Seldom Heard Radio.
This is Bird Note. When we think of a bird to represent peace, many of us think of doves. They're bright and cute and mellow. But recently, I was talking with my friend Deja Perkins, an urban ecologist, about the mental health benefits of birding and spending time in nature. And I wanted to know, for her, what bird best represents inner peace and peace of mind?
Ooh, that's a really tough question. If I think about a bird that represents, like, peace and brings me to a happy place every single time, it would definitely be the wood thrush. That melodic flute, it just, like, I can close my eyes and listen to that song and it will transport me to, like, some magical place. That sound gets me to stop every single time. No matter what I'm doing, I will stop and listen to the wood thrush.
Deja can teach you all about how time in nature can be good for your mental and physical well-being on our podcast, Bring Birds Back. Find it in your favorite podcast app or on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Tanaji Hamilton.
Thank you. but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through.
It's important to me that you know you're all free. Cause I never want to make you change.
Todd Rundgren with Hello, It's Me, and before that, the Bhagavad Gita from one of those forgotten 45s, Long Hair Soulful. We heard both Side A and Side B. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, Music and Culture in the Spirit of Free Radio, and this is program number 809, coming back for a handful of shows here in 2023. On WSCS, yeah. Well, how is Seldom Heard Radio different than Radio Thrift Shop? It really isn't, so relax and enjoy the tunes. I've got a little bit of pirate radio news for you, for those folks who do listen to shortwave. Recently heard on pirate radio frequencies on 6925, it was 1W Radio. And they were playing tunes like the James Bond theme, Going Up with the Country by Grant Canned Heat, To Sir with Love by Lulu, and even some Shirley Bassey thrown in. Wow. And also, an annual Christmas tradition, Brian Justin, WA1ZMS, has put on his experimental station W12XLQ on 486 kilohertz long wave. A few diehard folks heard that broadcast not very well. I guess it was really noisy conditions, and he's broadcasting on very, very low power. But hey, it's kind of cool to hear something that rare. He's on once a year, so if you heard it, wow, very cool. And that's your free radio news this time around from Seldom Heard Radio.
Exploring Science in the Sea. HMS Challenger set sail from England to study the world's oceans on December 7, 1872. Its accomplishments were so massive that it took 23 years and 30,000 pages to publish them all. Yet the job isn't finished even now. Scientists look at its results to teach us how the oceans have changed in the 150 years since it headed out to sea. The expedition was organized by Britain's Royal Society. A few small expeditions had probed some of the ocean, but the Challenger expedition was by far the most ambitious to date. It was designed to study the oceans around the entire world. It's considered the beginning of modern oceanographic exploration. Challenger was a Royal Navy sailing vessel outfitted for science. Most of its guns were taken out, and labs were set up below decks for its half-dozen scientists. The expedition crossed all the major oceans except the Indian. The scientists measured currents, water temperatures, and ocean depths, and discovered the deepest feature of all, the Challenger Deep. They dredged sediments from the bottom and cataloged 4,700 previously unknown species of marine life. Challenger logged almost 80,000 miles before returning to England in 1876. Experts then began studying its records and samples, which are still available today. In fact, they're helping scientists understand our changing climate and its impact on the deep ocean. One more challenge for this pioneering expedition. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Without,
The Granddad Steve remix of Pink Floyd's Us and Them. Before that, we started off with Caravan, Love Song with Flute. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, right here on WSCS, where it all started 24 years ago. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, keep your mind free, keep your radio free, keep your spirit free.